Welcome back to our Beachmere History segment with Karen Warwick, OAM, local author and Beachmere historian. Today, we're talking about two people who are remembered with enormous affection in our community, Dr. Tom and Dr. Jean Sanderson. Karen, almost everyone who's lived here for a while seems to have a story about them.
Yes, they do. So before we begin, I'd like to take you back to that time when the local doctor wasn't just someone you saw when you were sick. They were part of the community, they knew every family member, and they were available all hours. Now, Dr. Tom and Dr. Jean arrived from the United Kingdom in October 1952 aboard the SS Orontes, I hope I've said that correctly, and made Beachmere their home. It wasn't long before they became much more than doctors. They became trusted friends and two of generation of local families.
And they both practiced medicine here.
Yes, Dr. Tom would work in Beachmere, Caboolture, and he even travelled to Bribie Island on the ferry to see patients. Dr. Jean, on the other hand, devoted her practice time to Beachmere and is believed to have been the first female doctor in the Caboolture district, which was quite remarkable for the early 1950s.
What strikes me is how many people still remember their kindness.
Absolutely. Look, I've just heard wonderful story after wonderful story while researching Beachmere's history. One lady remembered being taken by the local ambulance officer, Mr. Bousted. Now, that's a name weaved into the history of this district. And she had broken her leg. So Dr. Tom would set the fracture because Mr. Bousted was able to bring her to him. Another member recalls their family knocking on the door in the middle of the night because she had a severe asthma attack. Others remember arriving on a Sunday with broken bones, knowing that they would never be turned away. And that's the sort of doctors that they were.
That really became part of the fabric of the town.
It did. And away from medicine, they raised two sons in Beachmere. That was Ian and Neil. They also enjoyed their holidays to Fiji, they collected shells, and later they became enthusiastic rock and gem collectors. So beneath their practice at Biggs Avenue, they built a lapidary workshop where polished stones were on display.
And Dr. Jean sounds like quite a character.
Yes, I've heard lots and lots of stories about her. She was often seen with a cigarette in a long Bakelite holder and loving gardening so much, she always had this wonderful suntan. She also enjoyed backyard fires. Now, one memorable day, a sudden wind change nearly turned a routine burn into a bushfire. With no hoses available, it was all hands on deck with rakes and whatever else you could find, and they managed to stop the flames. Thankfully, the surrounding swampy ground helped bring it under control.
I love those little stories because they remind us these respected doctors were also neighbours living ordinary lives.
Exactly, and they drove some interesting cars too. Dr. Tom had a Rambler, and he was known for his love of speed, and the locals affectionately nicknamed him the Flying Doctor. Meanwhile, Dr. Jean drove a little Triumph Herald around Beachmere.
Karen, I know you've already written about the Sandersons in Beachmere Revisited, but the story doesn't end there, does it?
No, and that's what's really, truly exciting for me. While researching for my next book, Stories of Service, I've uncovered another chapter of their lives that many people don't know. So before they emigrated to Australia, both Tom and Jean served in the Second World War, not only as doctors but also in military service. And it's an extraordinary story of dedication that began long ago before they ever arrived here in Beachmere.
So there's still more to discover.
Always, certainly there always is. Their wartime service helps explain the experience, resilience and compassion that they brought with them to Australia. It's a fascinating story that deserves to be told, and I'll be sharing that research in Stories of Service. It reminds us that people who shaped Beachmere often carried remarkable life stories long before they called our village home.
What a wonderful legacy. Thank you, Karen. We look forward to hearing more as your research unfolds.
Thanks, Debbie. It's always a privilege to share these stories and help preserve Beachmere's rich history. Until next time.
What a wonderful tribute to Dr. Tom and Dr. Jean Sanderson, and a taste of more to come in Karen's upcoming book, Stories of Service. Thank you to Karen Warwick, OAM, Beachmere author and historian, for sharing these treasured stories with us today. And you can dive in and enjoy more Beachmere stories on podcast at 101.5fm.com.au.